What's the future of computing? This is only the bazillionth time this question has been asked, but if you subscribe to the idea that computing has gone from being centralized during the mainframe era, decentralized during the PC era, then mobilized, brought to us by the internet and smartphones, and finally, the one we've just embarked in, ubiquitous computing, fueled by the cloud, IoT, virtual machines, and other technologies, then you'll be interested in what Satyam Vaghani has to say. He heads up IoT technologies at Nutanix. He believes we're in a phase in which we need to process far more information than ever before, and we don't have the tech to do it.
Right now, we are in the phase of creating something that even works. And so it's kind of the hot fire of creation. Everything goes. It's absolute chaos. There's a lot of noise. No one knows what's going to work, but everyone's working on it. And then eventually, when you are developed enough, that's when you actually think about, oh, wow, everything works. Now I got to figure out how to, you know, make it perform, make it reliable, make it secure, make it scale. So I think we are still in the first phase, is we are still in the kind of creation process where we're trying to find out a blueprint that works universally well.
So what's needed to create that blueprint?
Two big things, in my opinion. One is the core personality of IoT applications is very different from the applications that we run today. You know, those applications are more centered around essentially getting insights out of data and collecting data at an immensely large volume and at a great velocity. So we need to create systems which can ingest that kind of data in real time and then let these new generation of applications work off of that data, applications around AI and analytics. So we need to provide all those services. That's the first big problem. And the second big problem is about operating this stuff at scale. So you can think of what I just said, the first problem. That's the key technology layer that enables an IoT application to run. But as an organization running, say, 6,000 factories around the world or, you know, 55,000 cafeterias around the world, you need to now deploy that exact blueprint across 55,000 locations, you know, manage it, secure it, etc.
Vaghani points out that managing a data center with hundreds, thousands of machines is hard enough. With processors and sensors in every factory, retail store, in our cars and refrigerators, they all become essentially data centers.
This is just going to be insane, to use a very scientific term. And the third big thing, and I'll stop there, is, you know, in terms of what needs to be solved, is, you know, typically applications run on a computer or in a data center, even if they are distributed applications. So you can have a database server sitting in your Carolina data center and chugging away happily. Every IoT application actually has a split personality. It is spread across a vast number of resources across multiple data centers. And so we call them hybrid applications. So to give you a very easy to understand example, autonomous driving.
Imagine the compute resources needed to run millions of autonomous cars on the road from around the world. Each car amassing data of road conditions, weather, the internal operations of the car, whatever it might be, sending that data to the cloud.
And so this is a truly hybrid application. Part of it is in the car, part of it is in the cloud, and somebody needs to actually make a fabric that homogenizes this entire infrastructure all the way from the edge, which is the car, to the core, which is the cloud.
So to get the flavor of what Vaghani is saying, let's go back to his earlier statement. No one knows what's going to work, but everyone is working on it.
I bet every autonomous car company that is doing their autonomous model is hardly running at 10% efficiency in terms of AI. But no one cares because, you know, this is a creation process. Everything goes. Don't worry about that problem. So I think that is a big change I'm seeing, is everything has become so much more feasible.
Before the cloud, if you had an idea that required a tool like a data center and you didn't have the cash to build one, well, your idea was likely hard to act on. Today, you can get up and running almost instantly through a public cloud provider.
Think about AI, the amount of progress that has happened in the last 3 years. Insane. Containers, Kubernetes, 3 years. And so it looks like the opportunities have never kind of gone out of fashion. There's newer and newer and newer problems to solve. And the amount of time it takes to go from 0 to 60 is just coming down dramatically. So many hard problems, you know, there were no solutions available, or the solutions were only for the chosen few, the global 2000 companies. All those solutions have now become available to the quote-unquote common man, right? Which is quite amazing. And now anybody with creativity can actually make their dreams come true. Quite amazing.
Satyam Vaghani is the VP and GM of IoT and AI at Nutanix.